Hello and welcome to AstroBooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay tuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. Today we have a special event to talk about, an intense full moon lunar eclipse happening on September 18th. But first, let's back up a bit to understand the significance of this event and what can be done from our side. And then, as usual, we will delve into the energies of this week and practical guidance. The new moon on September 3rd opened for us the fall eclipse corridor. This corridor runs through September 3rd to November 1st and marks a crucial period for all of us. Now, why is eclipse as an event so important? Think of eclipses as the universe's way of hitting the reset button. It's a natural process where the universe realigns and reorganizes itself to restore balance. Each one of us plays a role in this grand scheme, and the eclipse periods are the times when the universe gives us a nudge or sometimes a shove towards our destiny. Eclipses aren't always dramatic or harsh. They can be positive depending on how they affect your personal birth chart and the level of awareness you are operating at. So while some of us might feel like we're being shaken up, others might feel like things are finally falling perfectly into place. Now, during the periods between eclipses, we have a lot of freedom to make decisions and take action. But during an eclipse corridor like the one we're in right now, it's like the universe takes stock of all the actions we've made, checking in to see how well we've followed our path, or maybe not. This cosmic evaluation determines what happens next in our lives based on our previous actions. So in this corridor, we'll experience two major eclipses. The first is the lunar eclipse on September 18, followed by a solar eclipse on October 2nd. These 2 weeks will bring a mix of completion and transformation. By the time we hit the new moon on October 2nd, we'll be ready to embrace new life programs if and only if we've learned the lessons of the current cycle. Let's now focus on the upcoming full moon lunar eclipse on September 18. The moon will be in 26 degrees Pisces opposite the sun and 26 degrees Virgo. This eclipse, in astrological terms, is known as the eclipse of separation and loss. It's a time for endings, some of which might be bittersweet. You may find a sense of sadness or grief as you close certain chapters of your life. However, this is not a time for intense physical exertion or any other physical efforts. Instead, it's a moment to slow down, reflect and accept what's leaving your life. For example, this might connect to events what happened around March 2006 and March 2015. However, more so, you have to pay attention to what was happening in March 2006. Eclipses work in cycles, so it's worth looking back at what was happening back in your life. You might find some patterns repeating or come in full circle. Speaking from personal experience, during a similar eclipse back in 2006, I faced a huge turning point in my life. I decided to take a gap year from university, and that decision shaped my entire future in ways I couldn't have predicted. I moved to London, learned how to be independent, created lots of memories, experienced both heartbreak and deep love, and faced an attempt of financial scam from a roommate. But luckily, I had a brain and guts to put an end to this situation, which could have derailed me if I did not stand up for myself. But looking back, it was all part of the cosmic plan and the lesson I have to learn. What makes this particular lunar eclipse even more complex is the influence of Neptune, which means everything will feel a bit foggy, uncertain, and emotionally charged. It's like trying to navigate through mist. You can't quite see the path clearly, and the harder you try to find clarity, the more it slips away. So how do we handle this? The key here is intuition. You won't find the answers through logic or reason during this period. Instead, trust your gut, tap into your spiritual side, and be open to inner guidance. This is a time when faith, both in yourself and the universe, becomes your most powerful tool. Adding, however, to that complexity is the North Node in Aries, which urges us to take initiative. Even though we may feel like withdrawing, this eclipse is about standing up for yourself, fighting for what you believe in, and paving new path in your life. The universe is testing our ability to rise to the occasion, and bending under pressure will only carry forward the karmic baggage into future cycles with even more dramatic lessons to learn. So no backing down, more initiative and guidance and intuition. Now let's explore the potential life scenarios. In work, this period could be a time of layoffs, downsizing, or reevaluating your career path. You might feel like you're at crossroads, unsure of which direction to take. The best approach? Focus on creativity and open yourself to new opportunities. This might even involve looking beyond your comfort zone, such as exploring new industries and even considering work abroad. In health, take care of yourself. Medical procedures, treatments, and doctor visits might become more relevant. If you've been ignoring your health, this is the time to face those issues head-on. Addictions, infections, and even mental health struggles might come to the surface. Don't ignore them, address them proactively. Water is another key topic during this eclipse. Whether it's emotional or literal, pay attention to water issues. Check your home for leaks or plumbing problems, and be cautious around large bodies of water. If you're traveling, avoid risky situations near water. Now, what are the cosmic energies we can expect for the week ahead? The eclipse on September 18 will create a turbulent start to the week, with the moon in Pisces, who are likely to feel emotionally vulnerable. This isn't a time for making big decisions, signing contracts, or making large purchases. Instead, conserve your energy, reflect, and take care of your health. As we move into the middle of the week, the moon shifts into Aries on Wednesday, bringing some tension and possible conflict. This is not the time to push forward aggressively. Instead, focus on what's important to you and avoid unnecessary drama. Be wise. By the weekend, when the moon enters Taurus, we'll find some stability again. It's a good time to handle family matters, tie up loose ends, and seek practical solutions to any problems that have arisen. If you've been dealing with bureaucratic or legal issues, this is the time to get things in order. So in summary, this week is all about balancing the energy of endings and new beginnings. Reflect on the patterns from the past, take care of your health, and prepare yourself for the transformative energy that's building up. Trust your intuition, don't rush into anything, and remember that every ending is a doorway to a new beginning. Thank you for tuning in to Astrobooth. Be sure to subscribe for more guidance on how to navigate celestial shifts. Stay grounded, stay intuitive, and if you like this podcast, hit the like button and share it with the ones you love. And soon I will be back with more useful tips based on the cosmic energies. Thank you.